Today on the podcast, we'll check in with a family you first heard back in 2006, Joshua Littman and his mom, Sarah. Joshua has a form of autism called Asperger's syndrome. Kids with Asperger's can miss social cues and often have obsessions. For Joshua, it was animals.
From a scale of 1 to 10, do you think your life would be different without animals?
I think it would be an 8. I could do without things like cockroaches and snakes.
Well, I'm okay with snakes as long as they're not venomous, but cockroach is just the insect we love to hate.
Yeah, it really is.
Did I turn out to be the son you wanted when I was born? Like, did I meet your expectations?
You've exceeded my expectations, sweetie. And I'm so lucky to have you as my son.
When the Littmans recorded that conversation, Joshua was a seventh grader having a tough time socially. Joshua is now 18 and in his first semester at college. He's struggling once more, and his mom brought him back to StoryCorps in New York. She wanted to talk about what his time away has meant for both of them.
I thought I was going to cry the whole way back from college, but I managed to make it until I got home. And then I walked upstairs and I saw your door shut and I just lost it.
Well, at least you had the dogs.
Well, the dogs aren't my kids, you know.
But they snuggle with you when you're feeling
upset.
They do,
but it's not quite the same. Does it bother you to think of home?
I miss it.
Yeah.
You know, I miss the dogs and everything.
You miss the dogs?
And you, and... What, wouldn't you miss the dog?
I miss the dogs, but I think for even political sake, I might say I miss you, mother, first.
So, how was it when you went to college?
I think I was a lot more excited about leaving home than you were. I did have some rocky times where I was homesick, but I made some really good friends in college, and I guess that's why I want you to get out of your room. Is it just you've been feeling overwhelmed a bit?
Yeah.
So, that's okay. Maybe when you get your feet under the desk a little more, as they say.
Yeah, well, I have no idea why am I in college, because I don't know why I'm there.
Well, remember how a few years ago you hated sushi?
Mm.
And now, like, all you ever want to do is eat sushi?
Mm.
Sometimes you have this resistance to trying things, and then when you try them, you end up really liking them. And really, I just want you to do more of that when you're at college. Just, like, take that chance.
So how would you react if, like, I failed?
Failed your classes, or...
Failed my classes, failed college.
Well, if you came to me first and said, look, I'm having a really tough time, that's one thing. But if you just sort of announced to me that you failed, then I'd be upset. Because I know how much potential you have. Is there anything you want to tell me?
What do you mean?
Or was that a hypothetical question?
That was just, like, a hypothetical question,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, do you think I'll move out of the house when I'm done with college?
What do you think?
Well, I don't know. Like, maybe I'll move to Denmark or something.
Well, that's where you were telling me. That's where people are happiest, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully you won't move so far away that it's really hard for me to come to visit you. You know, I'm really so happy to have you home. I miss you a lot when you're not there.
Yeah, I see. I miss you as well, and as well as the dogs and everything.
Yeah. Make sure you do write to me, okay? Because I love you and I worry about you. Make your old mom's life a little easier. Deal?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sarah Littman with her son, Joshua, in New York. Check out an animated version of the Littman's first interview on our website, StoryCorps.org. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Nadia Raymond. Thanks for listening.
All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps each Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Donate now at StoryCorps.org.